So you're going to see a lot of new members on House and Senate Ag as well, you know, probably a few more so on the House side. But it's going to be a lot of educating. It's going to be, you know, them asking us what we need and us providing all that information to them. You know, we are going to our summer business meeting soon, and our members will set those priorities that myself and the rest of our team take into this farm bill process. We know that the animal health provisions that we got into the last bill are extremely important. The vaccine bank, as we see ASF, you know, continue to run rampant around the globe, and a vaccine is kind of out there, kind of circulating, if you will, in hopes, you know, our pork friends hope that eventually they can possibly put an ASF vaccine in that bank. Right now it's got FMD, and we want to make sure it stays strong and we have the resources there that we need. On top of that, protecting voluntary conservation programs. We know that as the climate conversations continue, that we want to make sure that these things are done right, and voluntary is the right way to do them, and just to bolster those programs. On top of that, I think what we've seen over the last couple of years is the even greater need for risk management programs, and to make sure that those programs like PRF and LRP have what they need, and that they are also bolstered, and that if changes need to be made through a farm bill, that we get it done. And then disaster programs. Again, we have seen all kinds of natural disasters across the country, whether fire, wildfire, drought, hurricane, tornadoes, you name it. We want to make sure that those programs have what they need to cover our producers and make sure that they're there and viable.